and I got it in my head. Just thinking I like that, I like that, I like that. I miss that, I miss that, I miss that. I slither around like a snake in the yard. Big fat smile on my face, just hissing. I like that, I like that, I like that. I miss that, I miss that, I miss that. Baby, it's got the keys, and you stick them into me. Wanna take me for a ride, yeah, and drive into a tree. I'd like that, I'd like that, I'd like that. But you like that, you like that, you like that. I miss that, I miss that, I miss that. I'd like that, I'd like that, I like that. I couldn't believe what I had, so I threw it away. I was bad, just thinking I'd like that, I'd like that, I'd like that. I miss that, I miss that, no, I miss that.
Only a few songbirds anywhere in the world are as small as bush tits. Weighing in at 5.3 grams, that's about the weight of 4 paper clips. They're smaller than many hummingbirds. Take a close look at a bush tit and you'll marvel at how tiny it is. But bush tits take full advantage of their diminutive size. While larger insect eaters forage on the upper surfaces of leaves and twigs, bush tits hang beneath them. That gives them exclusive access to all the tiny insects and spiders, protected from the rain and hiding out of sight of other birds. Watch a foraging flock of bush tits and you'll have to smile. A shrub or small tree may be full of little brown, long-tailed birds hanging upside down like Christmas tree ornaments. After they finish nesting, bush tits go about in flocks of 30 or more. One bird after another flies from bush to bush, like a troop passing in review. Their quiet calling helps them keep track of one another. Where they live in suburbia, a flock of 30 bush tits can do a great job of ridding a garden of harmful aphids and scale insects. Good things do come in small packages. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-produced at my crime scene in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. In that set, you may have heard in order, it started with Bodega with Bookmarks, followed by Palm and Knife Wife. Then it was Trophy Knife, which was a coincidence. After Trophy Knife was Puzzle Head, and then Paula, and then that was followed by Hotline TNT, Porches, Moon King, and Grizzly Bear. I'm not sure if I sound normal on this episode. I am battling a cold at the time of this recording. COVID or not, this is the fourth time I've been sick in the last not even 9 months. Since I stopped masking. So I'm just making up for lost time.
Fusion.